Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Hello, I want to welcome you to chapter number 18, and we're going to be dealing with 1st and 2nd Peter today. The objectives are this, that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the books of 1st and 2nd Peter. You're going to be able to identify to whom the books were written. You're going to be able to state the purpose for the books, 1st and 2nd Peter. You're going to be able to write the key verses from each book from memory. And you're going to be able to state the life and ministry principles found for each book. Okay, so now we're going to get into the introduction of 1st Peter. The author was Peter, and it was written to the exiles being persecuted for their Christian faith. And the purpose was to warn of the danger of persecution from those outside of the church. The key verse is found in 1 Peter 4, 12-13. And the life and ministry principle are that response to persecution should be based on scriptural principles. Our main characters are Peter, Silvanus, and Marcus. And now for the outline. Roman numeral number 1, we have the greeting. Point A, from Peter, an apostle of Jesus, and point B, to the elect scattered throughout. 1, to Pontus. 2, to Galatia. 3, to Cappadocia. 4, to Asia. And 5, to Bithynia. Roman numeral number 2, we have comfort and reassurance in suffering. Point A, we have reassurance in the facts of the gospel. Number 1, the source of salvation. To A, the elected by God and the Father, B, redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ, and C, sanctified by the Spirit. And point number 2, the description of salvation. A, a lively hope, B, an incorruptible inheritance, C, undefiled, D, fadeth not away or is eternal, and C, reserved in heaven for those kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. In point number B, we have reassurance based on the benefits of suffering. Point 1, the joy in spite of temptations. 2, praise, honor, and glory. And 3, joy based on relationship to Jesus, not on outward circumstances of life. Point number 4, assurance of the faith, salvation of the soul. Point A, it was sought by the prophets. B, deals with their source. C, their summary. Point 1, they predicted his coming and suffering. And point 2, they predicted his second coming and the glory that should follow. And point D, was sought by the angels. In point number C, we have reassurance based on the proper response to suffering. Point 1, gird up the loins of your mind. Point 2, be sober. Point 3, hope to the end for the grace at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 4, respond as obedient children. 5, do not fashion yourself according to the former lusts. 6, be holy as he which is holy hath called you. 7, lead respectful, productive lives. Point D, a reassurance based on redemption. Point 1, we were not redeemed with corruptible things. And 2, we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. Point 3, assurance in the times of suffering is based on the redeemed relationship with him. And 4, this assurance of redemption is based on his word, which endures forever and is the basis of the gospel. In Roman numeral number 3, we now go into chapter number 2. We start with the Christian response to suffering. Point A, response to sin. B, response to the Word of God. C, the response to the Son of God. D, response to ourselves. E, response to the unsaved. F, response to civil authorities. G, the response to employers. H, response to based on Christ's example. And I, response to family. Point 1, the wife. Point 2, the husband. And point 3, the entire family. And this is in chapter 3. Going on in chapter 3, we have Roman numeral number 4, which is the discipline of suffering. Point A, suffering for righteousness brings joy and a good conscience. And B, suffering justifies the sinner. And in point number C, we go into chapter 4, suffering conforms you to the example of Jesus. And D, suffering anticipates the second coming of Jesus. And E, suffering develops spiritual qualities, which are point 1, love, point 2, forgiveness for sin, point 3, hospitality, point 4, good stewardship of the gifts and ministries. In point F, we have suffering multiplies future rewards, G, suffering glorifies the Lord, and H, suffering purifies the saints. In Roman numeral number 5, we have a summary statement of the believer's attitude toward suffering. In Roman numeral number 6, we have continued to serve despite suffering. That's starting chapter number 5. Point A, serving as shepherd, the elders of the church, which are to 1, feed the flock of God, 2, take oversight willingly, not by constraint, 3, do not serve just for monetary reward, and 4, be of a ready mind, and 5, be examples, not lording over the flock, 6, the chief shepherd's rewards. In point B, we have serving as servants, both young and old. Point 1, younger submit to elder. Point 2, each be subject to the other. And point 3, be humble. Point A, God resists the proud and he gives grace to the humble. And B, if we are humble, we'll be exalted. And point number 4, cast all care on him because he cares for you. Point C, serving as a soldier. Point 1, the enemy, the devil, is as a roaring lion who seeks to devour. Point 2, the soldier's attitudes. Point A, we should be sober. B, we should be vigilant. And 3, strategies against the enemy. We should resist in the faith. And B, we should recognize that we are not alone. The same afflictions are common among brethren in the world. In Roman numeral number 7, we now go to the conclusion. So we first have point A, we have the benediction. And point number 1, the benefits of suffering in Jesus, you will be A, perfected, B, established, C, strengthened, and D, settled. Point number 2, to God be the glory and dominion forever. Point B, personal greetings to 1, Silvanus, 2, to the church at Babylon, to 3, Marcus, my son, 4, greet one another with a kiss, and 5, a final blessing of peace to those in Jesus. Okay, so we're now going to go into 2 Peter's introduction. The author was also Peter, and to whom it was written to Christian exiles, probably the same group listed in 1 Peter. And the purpose was to warn of the dangers from within, apostasy and false teaching. The key verses are found in chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. The life and ministry principle are this: the greatest two dangers from within the church are apostasy and false teachers. The main characters here are Peter and Paul. And for the outline, we start with the introduction, and then point A, we have Peter, a servant and an apostle, and B, to them which obtained like precious faith, C, grace and peace multiplied through the knowledge of God and Jesus. In Roman numeral number 2, we have the proclamation of the power of God in the face of apostasy and false teachers. In Roman numeral number 3, we have the promises of God, which are point A, life, B, godliness, C, knowledge, D, glory, and E, virtue. In Roman numeral number 4, we have the principles of God. Point A, to be developed with diligence. B, the principles are listed, which are 1, faith, 2, virtue, 3, knowledge, 4, temperance, 5, patience, 6, godliness, 7, brotherly kindness, and 8, charity. In point number C, we have the value of these principles is that they will make you, one, abound spiritually, and two, fruitful in the knowledge of Jesus. In point D, we have the problems without such principles. One, no spiritual vision, and two, no spiritual memory. In Roman number 5, we have the calling of God. Point A, to give diligence to make it sure. B, if you do these things, you will never fall. And C, you'll be assured entrance into the everlasting kingdom. And D, you'll be established in truth. In Roman numeral number 6, we have the revelation to the apostle of God that he was to shortly put off this earthly tabernacle. In Roman numeral number 7, we have the word of God. Point A, not based on fables, but on witness accounts. B, based on the deity of Christ. C, based on a sure word of prophecy. D, not based on individual interpretation. And E, based on the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. In Roman numeral number 8, we have warning against false teachers, and that's now going into chapter number 2, the deviation from these principles. Point A, the identity of the enemies. Point 1, present day false teachers. 2, former days. Point A, false prophets. B, the wicked angels. C, those living in Noah's day. And D, those living in Lot's day. B, description of the enemies of God, false teachers. Point 1, they bring in damnable heresies. 2, they deny the Lord. 3, have pernicious ways. 4, they cause the way of truth to be spoken evil of. 5, they're covetous. 6, they speak with feigned words. 7, they make merchandise of God, the people of God. 8, they walk after the flesh in lust of uncleanness. 9, they despise government. 10, the presumptuous. And 11, they're self-willed. And 12, they speak evil against dignitaries. Point A, they ignore the fact that even angels do not do this. B, they speak evil of things they do not understand. And C, for this they will perish in their own corruption and receive the reward of unrighteousness. 13, spots and blemishes. 14, deceptive members of the fellowship. 15, eyes full of adultery. 16, cannot cease from sin. 17, they beguile unstable souls. 18, covetous. 19, cursed children. 20, forsake the right way to follow the error of Balaam. 21, they're like wells without water. 22, clouds carried by the tempest. 23, eternal darkness is reserved for them. 24, speak great swelling words of vanity. 25, the target of their lust and wantonness are those cleansed from error. And 26, promise liberty, although they are in bondage themselves as servants of corruption. In point number C, we have the destiny of the enemies. Point 1, the latter end is worse than the beginning. In point 2, they had been better for them not to have known righteousness than to know and turn from it. And 3, they are like dogs returned to the vomit and a sow to the mire. In Roman numeral number 9, we have warning against apostasy. This is chapter 3. Point A, the definition of apostasy. 1, predicted by the prophets. 2, apostasy is scoffing at the promise of the coming of Jesus. B, an answer to apostasy in God's dealings with the past, present, and future worlds. 1, combination of the former world came to pass despite the scoffers. 2, the future annihilation of the present world will come to pass. 3, God has his own timetable for fulfilling his plan. 4, the most important factor in God's plan is the salvation of lost souls, not the timing of future events. 5, the day of the Lord in which he fulfills his plan will come unexpectedly. And 6, his plan will culminate with a new creation. In point number C, we have the believer's response in the face of apostasy. 1, be found of him in peace. 2, without spot. 3, blameless. 4, recognize that the delay of the fulfillment of God's plan is due to his mercy on the unsaved. 5, beware lest you also be led into error of the wicked and fall. 6, grow in grace. And 7, grow in the knowledge of the Lord. That's the conclusion of 1 and 2 Peter. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.